Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, William Shatner, when he's in the news, when
Big
I
Shat-
saw this, I was
Shatman.
Like, whoa, what about this? Well, he's 94 years old.
Who is?
William Shatner.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's
oh, my God.
Still does the cons, too.
And he's still live talking about the missing kids and stuff?
No, this time he's talking about something even worse.
You're thinking of...
Who am I thinking of?
Are you thinking of
Robert?
Adam Walsh's dad?
I don't know if I know.
John Walsh?
Maybe. Yeah, that's who it is. John Walsh.
America's Most Wanted.
Well, I'm thinking of the wrong guy.
You think it's Shatner?
Son of a gun.
We're talking.
That was great. That was great. Who do you think played Spock now that we're on
well,
this?
Well, that's a good question.
Star Trek.
Question everything I'm trying to remember now at this point.
Sidney Poitier that played Spock.
Yeah. I've hit a few walls. Okay?
Women didn't want to go to second base with Spock. That would hurt very much.
You got the Shocker and the Spocker.
No.
In the minivan, two in the front and five in the back.
That one's got to be, you'll end up getting arthritis if you do that a lot.
Well, William Shatner is in the news because he is reportedly terrified of death and is looking at ways, how do you cheat death these days? Well, you know, you can freeze yourself. Have his head pickled in a jar so he can be brought back to life by science, if that's at all possible.
He does not look old. Like, he's not, cryonics. Like, overly wrinkled. But you never really heard about him taking care of himself.
I had to look. He's from Montreal, Canada.
Ah! Huh. I did not know he was Canadian either.
I didn't either. Like, you don't really...
I wouldn't claim it.
You don't hear about him smoking or drinking a lot, you know?
He looks like he drinks a lot, though. Yeah. He has that, like, tan gin blossoms, kind of.
Yeah. He is 90-something years old, though.
But if you up that far, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, right?
And he says he's looking into his immortality. So what he's doing is he's also...
Let me tell you something, dude. It's not true. Brother.
He signed with a company that'll make an AI hologram of himself.
Oh,
so his loved ones can communicate with him after he's gone, which that's why I'm doing the story, because I think that's kind of creepy.
Kind of?
Yeah. I mean, that would trigger so many.
Black Mirror is pre-programming us for stuff.
God,
the show Black Mirror is literally pre-programming us to, like, yeah. I mean, you think about the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix, how preposterous that was, where he kind of developed a relationship with his smart speaker. And now,
just like the guy that called in the show.
I know.
Show's ahead of his time, wasn't it?
I know, man. It was like, what in the world? Like, you're talking, what was it? Her name was Minx.
Minx
was the AI that the guy was flirting with, his wife found out about.
So old man Shatner wants to recreate himself as an AI?
Yeah, but what would you say to somebody? I mean, I would be positive. I would say, I know you're hurting, but please don't be sad over me. I'm in heaven.
Well, that's the thing. What if you can get like 3 months with AI?
Yeah.
Say everything you wanted to say and just wrap it up.
But I think
that,
like,
ain't life. Like, if we count on that, we don't live in the moment and take advantage of the time. That sounded like very...
What
like,
in the hell? Well, where'd you just pull that out of?
What if you're kind of vindictive? So
I can tell you to make you feel real bad right now.
To tell people off. Like, I've always wanted to say this to you. Like, you were just a terrible kid. Or, you know, we wouldn't say that if it... Why would you wait?
God.
Let's just tell each other everything we think right now.
No, but I mean,
y'all always do anyway.
What would your AI say?
I was going to say, when do we normally guard that?
You never. You don't ever.
Like, she's buying holograms of the neighborhood kids and just telling them off.
No, but I mean, because you always had your golden child, so it's not going to come through. Like, you know why so-and-so was a golden
powers.
Child? Because you were a pain-in-the-ass kid.
Let's make a VR exo in place where you can visualize an ex or maybe a former boss or something. They're holograms standing at the end in front of the pallet that you're throwing the axes at.
Mm. Oh, that's good. Wow. Drunk that? Women would still miss in droves.
Yeah.
I can't throw an axe for anything.
You got to get that two-hand going on.
I hit it, but it takes a while.
I mean, to be it's fair, heavy. Though, for you to put your hands
I
together.
I'm not that big and fat.
You're getting there.
You know, the thing that... Shut up, fat boy.
Fat boy.
Fat boy.
She went hard on that F.
Yeah, she did.
The thing that is the hardest thing is to, like, split wood with an axe. I'm not good at that either. So we just won't have a fire that night. I have to split a log.
Oh, yeah, you do it at the mountains.
Yeah.
Supposed to.
It's not easy.
Oh, if Paige splits a log, you got to strike a match.
Golly, that's
a
good one.
I'd appreciate it if you would. I might work that hard for that log.
Dang.
Old creepy guy.
Did you ask for it filleted?
All right, so
my goodness.
How seriously do you take your birthday? Well, according to the study, 22% of the people out there take their birthday extremely seriously.
Like how?
Well,
they act like it doesn't matter, but down deep it does. But they don't want to seem like a prick, and it does. Unless they're women, they get a whole month.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I mean, somebody that makes a big deal out of it, but it's just like over the top.
It's my birthday
funny.
Week.
There was somebody who used to work here. I'll say, remember Lacey down in from Lacey Hennessy, the great artist. She would always do birthday month, and she'd send out an email. But it was funny though. Like she didn't do it like come give me gifts and all that stuff. It's like it's my birthday month, and she'd make it a whole funny thing. But a guy could never.
No.
Any great mural you see around town, she's probably done.
She probably did it. She probably did. She's a muralist.
According
that was a good career move. Really was.
The people that are...
Why do you think I'm trying to paint? I want to be her apprentice.
To mimic her.
You're fired.
So people that really love their birthdays are the zodiac signs Sagittarius and Leo.
I'm not any of those.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I don't know what months those are.
What are you, Pisces? Pisces?
What'd you call me?
Pisces.
Nice.
Which one's a Scorpion?
Capricorn.
Okay. December,
that's
maybe?
That's a good one, I think.
January?
I don't know. No, it's not January. Because I'm January.
I thought they changed.
Well, don't they go into the month?
Yeah, they cross over in certain places.
Like, I'm Aries, sorry. But I thought it changed.
You're a March baby.
Yeah. It was ironic because I sit.
So what'd you say, a zodiac?
He was a killer.
A zodiac sign.
He was. Did he exist?
No. It was a psyop.
A lot of people don't think he did.
So does it say what they do for the people that really like their birthdays? What do they do to go extra?
Well... They want more devil's things, dance. Obviously.
I can tell you what they do. At about 8:30 in the morning of their birthday, they will go online
and thank
everyone for all their birthday messages. When you go down and look, no one had given them birthday messages. So it's a way to say thank you. Oh, crap, I forgot. Let me say happy birthday now.
I
see it all the time.
That's crazy.
Also, women, when they post pictures of their best friends for their birthday, won't just post pictures of their best friends. They have to
themselves.
Be in the photos.
Yeah, doing that side turn.
And it's always the best photos
that ass
of them.
Out. Oh,
also, if I see if it's somebody's birthday, I'll go back and make sure they wished me one first before I wish them one.
I love that.
For real.
You really do. Yeah. I got a buddy that won't do it. His wife does it, and I wish her one. But
so
not
now
him.
It'll
I love that.
It'll make sense now when I don't come to your mom's funeral.
Yeah.
Oh man,
you might not be the only one who missed it.
I give you. Oh come on, go to your mom's, dude.
Don't be a fat boy. So the five signs that don't take their birthday seriously are
Capricorn.
Virgo, Aries, Capricorn, Leo, and Taurus. So that's three of us. On
that's the first time that anything ever lined up as far as like horoscopes. I did the Trump arms.
You did.
You saw him.
He talks with his hands a lot. Yeah. That boy does.
Like, I don't believe in this stuff, but that lined up. I don't really care about the birthday. And I mean, Aries, Ariolas, whatever.
My bad birthday started when my mother got me a kitten and we couldn't find my kitten present. The kitten got somehow up in the box springs. You couldn't find the cat. The cat was missing.
They go up there and hide.
I know.
Did Art bring home a girl and they went to town on the bed?
Oh, gosh.
Whoa.
That's her brother.
That wasn't my birthday. But another birthday is my brother got in a fight with a boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
And broke his nose.
Oh, jeez.
He wouldn't want us to clarify that.
He sat on his face and broke his nose.
No.
Smothered him.
No, we punched him because they were calling each other's. They were calling each other mama's boy.
Oh, hang on. I'm sure it got worse than that. It got a little saltier.
They should have said, your mama smokes crack rock.
I don't know.
He said, no, go on with your behind.
I don't know. You're dating. I don't know what the whole conversation was. I remember taking the boyfriend to the emergency room, and they had to, like, straighten his nose because it was broken really good.
This is on your birthday?
Yeah. I have great birthdays. Just fantastic.
A lot
birthdays.
Of good ones.
So I just, sometimes I don't expect anything.
Not coming to your birthday party.
I know,
a broke
right?
nose.
Right?
What if it's possible the kitten was in your cleavage? You just didn't find it until later.
I lost the kitten.
It's like in your boob.
I did find the kitty. It's a
Where was
cat.
She?
She was up in the box springs in the bed.
Oh,
she was scared.
Okay.
Come and get the cat.
Little kitty.
What is that from?
Come here, kitty.
Dang it, what is that from? Jug, you watch movies. What is that?
Say it again. I missed it.
It's a very sexual, sexy kind of cougar movie character.
Say it. What'd you say?
Call me kitty cat.
Oof, I don't know.
We've thought about it before and it never...
You can't Google it?
Call me kitty cat is all I would Google.
Meow.
But it's...
It's going to probably pull up some kitty cat porn.
Oh, my God, no.
Hold on. Vince Vaughn and...
I hate him. He's an awful human being.
Were they Wedding Crashers?
It's in that? Wow.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Bradley Cooper is the football playing...
Sack
Lodge. Yes. Yeah, that is it.
Yeah, yeah. And the lady's name was...
It was Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour.
We had her on the show. She said she was going to be naked.
Oh, God, I know.
You had her on the show?
We had her on the show.
Oh, that's amazing.
She's like...
Dr. Quinn.
Medicine woman.
You boys are going to want to see this one. I go against a rule I had or something, and I'm actually doing a nude scene in this one.
Ooh.
And we were like, shut up. She's like, yeah. You'll be able to call me a kitty cat. It's from the side. You didn't see nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, if you don't see nipple, sucks. You ain't naked.
That's nope. true.
That's a good.
Is that true?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Damn. Put that on a shirt.
I was going to ask her about her open heart.
From what I remember seeing, though, she had a hot bod.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Old medicine woman.
Yeah.
She was pretty.
Yeah, she is. Wasn't she in James Bond movie too?
It might have been. She survived all that. Hot hooking up with the old hot dude from Dr. Quinn.
Did she have
long hair guy rode the horse?
She has.
Fabio?
Is she the one with the jewelry company?
I can't
remember.
Open heart jewelry collection.
Yeah.
These damn news stories takes you on some past, don't it?
You can tell we're 90s kids.
The shows we watched.
That was great.
Nailed it.
You're a 90s baby? You're not a 90s.
Oh,
baby.
My goodness.
You were
83.
83?
Yeah.
83.
So 83.
What year are you born, Chuck?
You already know this.
I mean,
85.
Well, see, after all these years, I'm doing this to reiterate it to those listening.
I forget. We're just not talking to each other. There are people listening.
But you did a while ago. You said, "Should I just quit talking about this now? Because we'll talk about it." It's like, of course, like we're going to talk about movies with you at some point.
Got the filter.
Got to save it for the.
I love talking to Fat Boy about it because I know he's already seen it. But I usually ahead of me because I have to see it. The week after, because I'm usually leaving when it comes out.
Yeah, I got to skip this week, man, because I've been going for like 3 or 4 straight weeks.
No, what do you mean? Are they ban you or something?
Nah, it's just like...
He pays for one and goes to 3.
I like to see that.
I hope you have the unlimited.
He's in there all day.
I got to hook up.
Oh, I got to hook up.
As long as I buy some concessions, you know, it's an understanding.
Well, of course.
You got to buy a $15 popcorn.
I know, I spend more money on the damn food than the ticket.
You go on Tuesday, the popcorn, you get a large popcorn for $5.
Some places only cook it twice a week. Pop it twice a week.
Bro, what?
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, I watch it come out of that damn popcorn machine.
Pop that popcorn.
Pop that popcorn. I don't want to blow your mind, but you know.
Blow it.
Some people want stale popcorn.
You want that fresh
popcorn? You don't like popcorn?
I want it fresh.
Is that what you said? Oh.
I don't want stale.
You know Tom Cruise can eat a whole bucket of popcorn when he watches a movie. He loves it.
Have you bought any of the... I'll save all this. I got movie questions.
Save it. Save it, big boy.
We've got tons of questions for Jug.
Tons of questions. Well, you know how that always goes. Never get in about 2 of them and ask.
Well, it's like headlines.
I know we only
Page
got.
But that's not bad.
It's not.
It's quality over quantity.
That's true.
It's good
and
stuff.
You can't say quantity without titty. Did you know that?
I did not.
Quantity.
Never thought about it.
Is probably some soccer player that's going to be real famous.
That's where they train the FBI.
You should. That's Quantico, not Quantity. Quantity.
This is one of those.
I always look forward to hearing the news because, like I said, it veers you guys off on all these different paths.
I've often said, why not just, you know, if we just come back and do another one, you know?
What are you talking about? Next or you got...
Well, we have a guest.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But I'm
Yeah. If you didn't have me, maybe.
I got Quantity mixed up with the
We'll
prison.
Do it the next hour, guys. Y'all need to stay tuned in, dialed in.
Quay Twitty. Isn't there a football player's name is Quay Twitty?
Quiddy Pay.
Quiddy Pay.
Quiddy Pay, yeah.
Quiddy Pay.
Quiddy Pay?
Yeah, from Michigan.
That sounds like a
Quiddy Pay.
That sounds like a place like even lower than Dollar General.
Sounds like some buckwheat says.
I got your greeting card at Quiddy Pay.
They're all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the race is on, and here comes pride on the backstretch. Heartache, trouble on the inside.
My tears are holding back, and they're trying not to fall.
Heart's blown in the running.
Race is on.
I must did the dirty version.
I noticed.
You know, the dirty version of this song people sing. Also, I call me whatever word you'd like.
Really?
But don't I like Dummy. George better. George Jones.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Better.
Sawyer Brown though just kind of.
Oh yeah.
Got up in it. Like, man, he got some tight pants on.
Usually, when I'm singing like that, I'm in the shower by myself, or I'm probably half drunk.
Do you not tell them during a race
karaoke?
Like, pop up some music in the radio.
Yeah, during the race.
Yeah. Like, there's got to be some. Like, you don't need the spotter the whole time.
He watched the Superman movie during the last race.
Yeah, that's right.
He had on meta goggles.
If you got black flagged or whatever, you're just sitting on the track, or red flagged, you just...
We did have red flag this past week at Indy, and it was... They parked us on the backstretch, pissed me
Trouble
off.
On the inside.
And it was raining. And this is like, why are we parked back here and it's raining? And the water was coming through the roof, hitting me in the face. I mean, get my visor wet. And I'm hot as hell. And I'm like, why are we back here? We never park on the back. Like, they usually pull us in the pits, cover us up. And then when we get going, my damn windshield's dirty as hell. I can't see. The sun's, like, you know, setting, so it's bright.
Does your water get hot?
Like, it did. There was a couple cars overheating. Oh, and we always try to park. Like, when you see us pull off, we try to park, like, where we're aimed kind of downhill if we can, because if the car can't start, put it in neutral, mm-hmm. let it roll and try to, you know, put it in gear and fire it up. But yeah, there was cars parked beside her. They're shooting water out. The hot water had to be getting on the guy beside him. So I was like, God dang, I'd have to move.
Have you, because I know we always have tons of questions. In fact, would you remember yesterday during the show you said, dude, we got to ask Jug that. I said, write it down. That'll be the first question we ask him. Now, the
see,
first question
forgot.
You asked him was, are you bringing breakfast? So that wasn't it.
I got that done. We've checkmarked that one. You're very welcome.
I can't remember what it was.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
We'll have to go back to the Odyssey app and find that.
We mentioned Mexico because we said that's the last time you were on. You're about to go to Mexico.
Yeah, that's right.
We were worried about you because we couldn't find you. You were missing in Mexico.
Yeah,
because
you said you would text me when you got down there.
I did. I totally. Once we landed, I was like in a whole other world, and I was like,
I called the United States Embassy. I did.
So like the hauler's going back.
Have you seen a guy that's about 5'6", 110 pounds?
I am not 5'6".
That's what Fat Boy
said. How much pounds you say?
He said 110.
110.
They probably like embellished a little.
That dog.
So the hauler's just like sitting in customs with everybody else?
Yeah. Well, they had a separate line, they said. I don't know. I didn't see it, but they said they had a separate line for them.
I mean, look.
And they did have to take, there were two random haulers chosen, and they did have to take everything out of them.
Even the cars?
Yeah. We had to document everything that was in there.
But considering that they have Google in Mexico. They Googled the history of NASCAR, that it was bootleggers.
But yeah, they're trying
and
to run
moonshine. They're probably saying, wait a minute, what are they trying to run? Why do they want to come to Mexico all of a sudden?
Do you want to hear a funny little
Dale Jr. with his backpack? What was in there?
So we'll have some, you know, after beverage drinks in the hauler, you know?
After
y'all been there.
After you've had one beverage, have a drink.
Yeah.
This damn TV, I sit here and look at it and I get all messed up.
You're looking for the misspellings.
Yeah.
I know you look for who got put on paid leave.
You know what I meant?
Yeah.
Because y'all been in the hauler.
Oh, yeah.
Firefly. You had some drinks.
That's a firefly. You know.
I've had beverages and drinks, both.
Yeah. So we might have put, I don't even know if I should say this, actually.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
Say Allgaier did it, not you.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody else.
Almond
Somebody had put, I don't know, it wasn't us. Definitely wasn't us. Somebody had put some vodka in a water bottle, and I went to drink. I thought I was getting water.
Oh,
and
no.
I just went to drink, and
holy
it was vodka.
Crap.
I was like,
wow, thank God no one caught
out.
On fire.
I was like, damn.
Do you imagine?
Well, that's like, some bad water.
Dude, he's on fire. Jeremy, spit some of that water on him. And you're suddenly a fire breather. You didn't even realize it.
God, that might be why NASCAR
is going to go back. Somebody brought that in our hauler and put it in there. I don't think they meant to. But
it's probably Suarez.
Yeah.
They probably don't want to go back because of the customs.
How much vodka was it?
It was a water bottle full.
Oh, my God.
16 ounces. 16 ounces.
Were you afraid that you'd have to pay tax on the other one or something?
Well, like I said, we had to document everything we had, and they wouldn't let you...
Did you get some good food in Mexico?
Yeah, it was different. It was good. It was.
Let me ask you.
A lot of people got sick. A lot of hurt stomachs.
They got the Montezuma's Revenge.
I did get that both days I was there. Both mornings.
No bueno, amigo. No bueno.
Is there any? Because I saw this on X. I may have mentioned this to you off there, Jeremy Clements, number 51 from NASCAR.
Hey.
Like, were you told when you were in Mexico, hey, there's this certain radius, you need to stay within this radius?
I kind of heard that, but we didn't.
I don't think that's bad. I've been told that on vacations, on cruises before.
We were, we were down at Mexico. It's a big, there's a lot of people there. Big city, huge city.
Imagine if we didn't let them over the border the last 8 years.
Oh,
I mean, there'd be more down there, you know?
There, it's everywhere.
Right.
It's a lot of rough looking places, honestly.
Yeah.
So
the roads are rough. It's hell. Like, we'd have to get on a bus every morning at 6 a.m., go to the track. Takes like 45 minutes to get there. It's rough as hell. Like, and your stomach is already kind of messed up. And you're like, get me to this damn track.
So all the drivers are on a bus or just the team?
Yeah, they had several buses. Because we were all staying in hotels right around each other. But
dude, that's why they don't want to go back.
It was, man, I don't know.
All the costs and the stuff you got to go through.
Yes, Paige, my darling.
I have a question because I know somebody that was so excited to go to Mexico. And I said, what gave you Montezuma's Revenge? Is it drinking the water? Because you're not supposed to.
I think I didn't. So the first night we got there. We got delayed, and once we got there, I was like, I got to get a margarita.
Oh, it's so the ice.
That's right.
That's what it is. It's the ice.
Oh, no. You got a big fishbowl marg full of
ice. So,
oh, he took the battery out of the car and filled it with margarita mix.
Oh, you called ice when you went down there. So, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I need some ice for my cocktail.
That's what I was saying, Pat. Yes, it's definitely the ice.
So now when I know.
Were you saying it like code? I need some ice. For my margarita, ice. I need ice.
Because I was like, well, how do you brush your teeth? How do you do anything there if you can't touch? Because you can get it from brushing your teeth.
Yeah. I'd bring my own water bottles from the hauler and put it on the toothbrush, but yeah, the damn ice got me.
You don't even think about it though.
No, like, I didn't. I just wanted that margarita. I didn't care at that point.
Because you want an authentic Mexican margarita? Yeah.
Exactly.
No, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't.
Well, how are you supposed to do that then? Like, what are you supposed to do? I can't bring my own ice.
I would have been looking for something completely different.
Yeah, Matt's thinking over here. He's in deep thought.
Well, I mean, you're right. I'm thinking of funny little things.
I love hear that at home.
Well, you're married. But
you try to find a donkey show somewhere, just yeah.
Like
at least ask for one.
I don't want you to bury yourself or the league or anything like that. But has there been was there a talking to about, hey, let's put this over strong, even though a lot of you guys maybe I shouldn't ask you this, but was there some kind of thing put out like, hey, just do some good PR here, guys. Let's not
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They don't want you.
Have you ever had anybody come up to you, or you know, like a sponsor or an official or whatever, and say, you need to tighten it up a little bit for the brand? You know what I mean?
Not necessarily. Just, hey, we'd like to see some more posts.
Oh, okay.
See,
like
that's
engagement.
Something I've talked
like
to you about before.
I'd like to see some more some social...
I don't know what that is about you.
Media interaction.
You're married to a... she's more than an influencer. I mean, like, I hate that term now. Like, she's just... Like, she's a model or a spokesperson or... I mean, she's...
She's mom.
She's... Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I don't know. What
but, like, she knows how to do all that stuff, but you won't share any of your life outside of racing.
The older I've gotten, the less I don't want to... I just don't care.
About your fans. Yeah.
But your videos are good. Like, quality of them are great.
I like to live in the moment, man. I don't want to be like, you know, I show you guys some stuff, but I don't know.
I love the video.
I felt like you
were also flexing, but at the same
time. No, definitely. I'm not, you know, you already said, I don't do that.
You don't flex.
I don't.
You don't, but.
Not a flexer.
I must call you Jeff.
I'm a grower, not a shower. What's that? What? I'm a grower, not
Chuck
a shower.
You're a grower and a shower.
Is that right?
Show and grower.
He sends a video of him going number one.
Yes.
In a bathroom, and then he continues. I know you didn't wash your hands. And he walks out of the bathroom and shows you he's on a private jet, and then goes further to show you the cockpit. I'm like,
oh, you just walk around wherever.
Yeah. That's well,
with
you
penis
gotta
fingers.
You got to be.
Not the engineer, but like
I'm flying back Saturday on one. I'll send you another video.
That's really cool, though. I would love that.
Can we do one of those videos when we go off?
Of course.
All right, cool.
No, it
we
it
would both
is,
fit in the bathroom.
Man, it's there it is. Iowa Corn 350, baby.
Look at that.
That's going to be I'll bring you back. Like you said, I'll bring back some corn.
Bring me back some corn.
Boy, you guys are going to have a lot better turnout than the F1. It was IndyCar.
IndyCar. Oh, God, yeah. I don't, man, that was sad to see.
Nobody went to
You know what's
IndyCar.
So crazy? Like, there was nobody there. And then, like, it's like people only think IndyCar race is the Indy 500. That's it.
No. Nope.
I mean, they raced there. Was nobody there. So, and when we raced there, like, look at the stands. It'll be pretty packed. Even for our, the Xfinity race would be crowded. So,
it'd be a good crowd.
I always love going there. It's a good little track. It's just, there's nothing to do there, but it's. It's a great
biggest show in town when you guys show up.
Oh yeah, and we're working on. Do we have time? We need to cut this out. The music's playing.
We will come back.
I feel pressure.
We'll come back.
We'll come back. The show ain't over.
We'll make fun of some drivers if you want when we come back.
All right, I'll bring this up. I'll bring this up next segment.
Okay, bring that up, and also
I'll bring something else up. Too.
Something to simmer on. Oh, it's already there, buddy.
I'll leave the room.
Well, no.
You just saw Paige's face.
You cannot leave. We have to have at least one female in here.
No.
I dang it. You have a way. You have a way.
That was good, fat boy.
Knock us off the tracks, but I enjoy the derailment. I really, really do.
I try to calm down a little bit because I feel like you guys had to tell me, hey, just chill out a little bit.
Don't answer yet. When we come back, which one bothered you more, Ozzy or Hulk? That answer next with Jerry McClements. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like both versions, but this one.
That's a good one, too.
You like this one better?
Yeah. This is one of those songs where my least favorite grandma, this is the song that you'd see a little shimmy from her when it was playing. She'd do her. She only danced with her shoulders exclusively. She was mobile. But this is the one whose house smelled like farts and Ben Gay, and her hobbies included dipping snuff and listening to Police Scanners.
What?
Yeah, that was her entertainment. Yeah.
Older women like snuff.
She did. She had the big old tall can. Back when you could buy a can of snuff at the grocery store, like out in the grocery store. It would be out on the shelves. Yeah,
they would freeze it, too.
I mean, you have to ask for it now.
Well, it's behind it's like where you get a money order or whatever.
Oh, okay.
The same area back
there. It's coming in the little green can.
People have asked me, can you get some dip for me? I'm like, yeah, what do I say? I mean, I'm clueless.
What, are they underage?
No, sir. Of course not.
Wow.
Sir, can you get us some dip?
You're talking about deer dip.
Yeah.
The skateboarder.
That's right. From Whitetail Smokeless.
Yeah.
Hey, did you... You haven't been in here, Jug. Did you...
I'm in here right now.
Can you hear on the radio...
He's pointing at his mouth.
Can you hear other drivers when they're on the radio?
No, definitely not.
So you couldn't hear Austin Hill when he's going on?
No, I can't. We can only hear our spotters and crew chiefs. We have two channels, and they... Yeah, so we
So have you
hear.
Been there, done that? You've...
Because he went off.
I mean, if you went off like that, or do you like...
I have.
I would imagine.
Years ago. It's been a while. I've kind of tamed myself.
So what is like after you say it, are you like, oh, no, they're going to come after me now?
Everything that we say on there is literally recorded, so they can go back and listen to the whole freaking race.
They kept playing it on TV, actually. When
For training purposes.
Yeah, so I'm like, man, you got to watch what you say.
Yeah.
We literally just had a drivers-only meeting Friday at 2 o'clock. Well, this is funny, too. At 2 o'clock, we had practice at noon that day, and then this was at 2, and it started storming, and they said, send an email, text the phone saying, meeting is on hold because of weather. Well, we're meeting in a building, so what the hell is it on hold for? Is it raining in the building? Is it storming there? That was weird.
They don't give you guys enough time to practice, qualify, it all is...
It's definitely abbreviated. Ever since COVID, it's been...
That's everything.
Yeah,
everything's different.
It is. So yeah, I saw the wreck and I thought, wow, that was big. That looked like it hurt too for Almirola. I wouldn't want that hit. And then
he said it was like the hit he took when he broke his back.
Yeah.
When you see him, do you call him Ark?
Ark.
I don't think I do.
Do you call him Eric?
I say Almirola.
Yeah, you do.
Almirola.
Yeah.
I don't think he got
that
into
that. Sounds like
he was
talking about the medical word for nipples.
He does the Trump hand so much now.
He's like, you don't...
Tell him to call you. Call me. Or
who is
email
texting
me.
You right now? Is this your wife? Who is this?
It might be Rob. Is it Rob? Is it call Rob?
No, it's not. Rob's not... Y'all got another group I don't know about? I'm cheated on.
Oh, we got the group.
They left you out of it.
Well, we made a separate group to talk about the race that you're in.
Oh, sure. Because I got my phone in the car and I can just look at
Not the driving race. We're talking about white people. Oh. Yeah, that's to raise your
hand. I love Paige raising her hand today. Yes, Paige.
Let me ask you about inspections and how long that takes to get through that. And
please,
I know that
me.
setting up the car for different races must be a pain, because sometimes you're like, well, how come my car is not qualifying?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the cars go through inspection every week before and after the race, so you better – and they don't play around. Like, you get to fail once, and then after you fail again, they start ejecting people, and then they say you got to do a pass-through penalty and this and that. So you don't want to mess with it too much.
And how you're only bringing how many cars?
Well, we bring two, but you're only allowed to use the one until you wreck that one. If you wreck and practice qualifying, then you can use the backup. But you really don't generally want to, because you're bringing the best one you have for that particular weekend.
You and said before that after you wreck a car, a lot of times you will wholesale the pieces out to a company in Charlotte that sells it.
Yeah, Gastonia.
Do you ever feel Gastonia. As though they are hoping you have a wreck?
Probably.
Let's say they're on back order for spoilers.
Jeremy
Clements bumpers. They're like, God, I hope Arik knocks him into the wall.
They're in a good business. I mean, because we're going to wreck. There's no question.
Yeah. Right. Are they on Cox Road by chance?
I don't think they are.
Okay. But they're in Gastonia.
Yeah. Might be, actually. I don't know.
God, have you ever been racing on Cox?
What?
Have you ever been racing on Cox?
I don't think so. Yeah. I tried not to.
Everybody's on Cox and Gastonia.
This is the racing warehouse. They just came
all
out
that exhaust would make you choke on Cox.
It would.
I think he likes to go slow on Cox.
Ooh.
You have to, because the traffic is so backed up.
I think Paige does.
She lollygags on Cox.
She left skid marks on Cox before. She just peeled one off, man. And just, when that light turns green, you got to go.
Just went to town on it.
You know what we heard the other day? We got a shout out from the trampoline park up there.
Which
they said
one?
All the kids bouncing around on Cox and Gastonia gave us a shout out.
That's nice.
The whole floor is a trampoline.
Yeah. Even in the bathroom, which is tough.
That is cool. I want to go to that one.
I guess that can work out.
I'd love to see you at a trampoline park.
I can't do it.
What do you mean?
I'm too big.
No, you're not.
Even for commercial size, I'm too big.
Yeah. He would walk onto the trampoline and it would just go down. He'd be touching the underneath
floor. I want to sit there in a ball and I want you to bounce me.
No,
you
God.
Might, you'd bounce me in outer space.
You would die.
You're on it.
Plus, I can't wear the socks.
I'd have to wear my helmet and my Hans device.
The little grip. You got to wear it to the trampoline park. The socks, the grippers, the socks are too small.
We need to do that.
I know. I want to see that. I want to see you in the fetal position and him trying to dribble you. Yeah,
dude, if one will let us in. Now
they will. We got to pay. I'll pay it.
Well, somebody tell me commercial. I'm like $375. So tell me commercial-wise, for a commercial-sized trampoline, is that cool? Or are you telling me because of insurance?
I think it's fine.
I don't know.
Let's go do it at least once.
You're serious? I don't know.
You can't ride a horse, or you can't do the indoor skydiving.
No.
That sucks.
Even though they don't make a fan that can put up 375 pounds.
Also, I was thinking about this when I was at Dollywood recently. Most of the roller coasters, they put one of the seats out in front so bigger people can
try it out.
But why
do you get stuck?
Why do they put it right there by the line?
It's embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
If you wanted to do it, you're like, I'm not doing that.
Because there's this one guy that I watched bypass the little seat area to test out and waited in the long line and then got up there and went to sit down in the thing and the bar wouldn't come down, and he had to just kind of get back out and walk out the exit in front of everybody. And
sucks.
I was very embarrassed.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy.
Man, look at
was that you?
It was me. It was also a ride
for so
7 or 8 year olds.
You're so damn skinny, I'm surprised they even let you on.
You know what? Talk about things I've never heard in my life.
You can do it now. You can ride them now.
People are saying that, man. Everybody's saying it.
Busting my ass.
Big Brown says it.
Big Brown said I look sick.
That's what I know.
That's messed up, Big.
Well, I just fed him. I fed him a customized chicken sandwich with egg, bacon, cheese. Big Brown.
He loaded it up.
You should be proud.
Big is a big biscuit.
It was real good.
It was a loaded biscuit.
Very big.
I didn't get to the answer.
What are we?
Hulk or Ozzy?
Hulk.
Which one, Hulk, bothered you more?
Man, I love, as a kid, I love watching WCW and Hulk, and I remember watching him when he turned on, joined the NWO, and I was, golly, we were doing pay-per-view that night.
It's actually golly, but go ahead.
Golly. And I had friends over, and we were elbow dropping each other. Oh my God, we were going crazy when he did that,
because
I felt betrayed.
You didn't ever bite the head off a bat or anything?
I didn't do that.
Kid?
No, I wasn't a big, I mean, Ozzy, wasn't the biggest fan. I mean, respect the guy. I mean,
did you ever get to meet Hulk at any point?
No, I didn't. That sucks, too.
I knew he was at tracks here or there.
I know. I saw the picture of Matt there. I don't think I did. I don't
it doesn't
I don't
look
recall
like
that.
Me.
But man, what a that sucks.
He screwed the woman out of the pick. I would have liked to have gotten a pick with
both of them. Sucked to lose in the same week.
Yeah. I know.
Same, like, was it back to
2 days apart? Sent, I believe.
Like, you were the one. Did you break the Aussie too? You see that meme about the group text? I broke all the deaths to the group text. That's him. you sent like, so I saw Hogan.
Yep.
I was like, I don't know what that means. So I just didn't even say nothing.
I just sent I figured at that point I was the last. I figured you already knew.
I just sent a
GIF of Hogan.
I don't have notifications with that.
Jug
stuff.
Held it down with a question mark.
I was like, what the hell does this mean?
I just saw Hogan. No, I thought it was Paul Hogan. I was about to get very upset.
Yeah. He's like, that's not a knife. I was like, no, Hulk Hogan.
wrong Hogan.
I was like, and then you said, Pat, I was like, what?
And then,
is this a joke?
Who was the other gentleman that passed away?
The actor.
No.
Malcolm.
No.
Well, not Malcolm. Warner was paid to.
Malcolm Jamal Warner. But the NASCAR driver that passed.
Oh, you talk about.
Rex White.
Yeah, Rex White.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
93, I think it was.
He was in our family history for sure.
Is there any driver, not one of your contemporaries, but like when Richard Petty dies, will their tears be shed?
I didn't want to think about it.
Come on, man.
No, I don't want to think about it either, but it's kind of the...
You got his autograph at Bristol.
I didn't get his autograph. Me and Rob Inaria took a picture with him.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get his autograph.
Why didn't you do that? He's got the... I know you're...
He's got a beautiful
his signature is amazing.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you got it that day.
But. No, I don't. I mean, but like...
You'll get it at Vegas.
Would that affect you, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But not affect you, but like, is there a driver that you would shed tears over, you
for
think?
Sure, him.
Yeah,
definitely. For him. Rex, I did, for yeah. sure. He, yeah. you know.
Bill Elliott. I will.
I'll chase his daddy. I don't even want to think about it.
Why are you putting
all this?
That's
so morbid.
What were we just talking about?
This
death.
Is sad.
Let's
this
not
is sad.
Do this.
Let's not play this game with me.
All the guys are getting older.
You want to play a game?
Sterling Marlin's up there. Well,
let's go energy. More to do innuendos about
will you shed
it? That
will
was
you
fun.
Will you shed a tear about Fat Boy when he...
Yeah, because I don't know how to run the board.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.